Drinking one's like drinking one.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
We could say cut all night though, it's fine.
And we're live, Ranksters, Friday, July 15th, 2022, 9:15, from the soon-to-be-frozen tundra, falling down the rankings, Shimmy Bags, Benny Goodman, and Cactus Jack, ready to bring you the best movie in the history of comedy.
The best of the best of the best of the best ever.
I don't know, I can't focus, because we were talking Tom Brady, and now
But we had to lure Washkosh out of the basement. Moments. That's the only way we could get him moving. We have to say that Brady's the best, then he shows up. It's the second best comedy.
You say Brady three times, Washkosh comes back from behind the couch, and then we can get the podcast going. So there we go. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Let's just get to it. Jim, Washkosh. Washkosh disappeared.
Oh, we gotta say it. We gotta do it. Brady. He'll come back.
Brady.
He'll be back.
Hey, you know what's interesting? I'm pretty sure I only got a quick glimpse of Washkosh's shirt. But it looks like we're all rocking halfway to Halloween, or almost Halloween. We all got horror shirts on. Jim,
look,
while we wait for Washkosh.
Look, I just want to say that I worked 40 hours this week, and I spent more time than that hearing Washkosh talk about Home Depot and Halloween. So I had no choice but to sport the Halloween shirt, obviously. The OG.
See, I was in the midst at work. Jim, I see you got the Miller Lite. Delicious.
Of course.
All the buzz, none of the bloat.
The Miller.
I was at work. I was writing mid-year reviews. I had to write my own evaluation. My manager asked me, what does the upside down Vecna and some guy's house turn into a hayride have to do with your performance this year? And I said, it has to do with everything. And he said, all right, take it. I got a fucking Scream shirt on.
That's a good one.
I got the Corona premieres.
You got the premieres again.
Jeez.
You're rocking the premieres.
Yeah, that's all I'm drinking. Actually, last night I had a couple. I treated Thursday like a Friday light because this week has sucked ass.
Right.
And I had a couple of Mick Ultras. But yeah, I'm back on the premiere.
I love it.
I completely missed half of that.
That's all right.
I'm guessing
shirts and beers. I got a Halloween shirt.
Yeah, we're saying, Washkosh, we all have horror movies.
Yeah, you prepped us this week.
I got Pennywise with the balloon. We all float. I got a few different beers. This is the SBC and Funk collaboration. Bomb Pop.
Jesus Christ, he was fucking brewing. That's why we're starting.
I told you.
It's an ale made with raspberry juice and natural lemon flavor. I got some Lion's Head Tall Boys. And I got this. We were in Joe Beerman, and the lady suggested this. Blue Light Watermelon.
Whoa.
Oh.
We got a 12-pack of four different ones. It was like $15. There's watermelon, grapefruit, black cherry, and lime.
Now,
I had the black cherry so far. That one was pretty good.
Pretty good. So, okay. So, I'm going to tell everybody what we're doing. We're doing a CSQ. We were hot on these for a while. The Departed set the bar very high. We did Casino, which was okay. Anchorman was a lot of fun.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah.
Christmas
right.
Vacation.
Excellent. Yeah, that's...
Oh, that was a good
that
one.
That was obviously in December. Oh, boy.
Yeah. not a fan.
We did a variation of Seinfeld.
I mean, we could do Seinfeld.
So what's funny is in the lead-in, I said that we were doing the best comedy of all time. Now, Jim corrected me, and rightfully so. He said it's the second best comedy of all time. I would agree it's also the second best comedy of all time. But what's funny is that the directors of this movie both directed what we say is the best comedy of all time, but Jim and I are not saying the same comedy. Jim, what's the best comedy of all time?
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Stop.
All right, Washkosh, you're taking Wayne's World? Okay, Jim, best comedy of all time.
Obviously, Kingpin. You're going Mary, aren't you?
I am going.
That's
Mary.
Fine. I can't argue it.
Yeah. There's something about Mary has a real special place in my heart.
That's good.
But I mean, I love the three of these. And if you're gonna keep the Farley Brothers train going, me, myself, and Irene is fucking really fun.
Yes.
Hall Pass is like a slept on, hilarious.
It's fantastic.
As is. Nobody ever talks about The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller.
That's a fantastic movie.
That is so vulgar and ridiculous.
I thought that was Shawn Michaels' Heartbreak
so,
Kid.
So how about best part of Hall Pass is when he passes out in the pool or in the hot tub and the guy comes up to him with a huge slong and he's like, can that other guy help me? it's like, hey, Irish. The little Irish guy. Oh my god, so good.
I love my favorite part in Hall Pass is when Owen Wilson gets the Hall Pass. I know this isn't about, but Owen Wilson gets the Hall Pass, and then Jason Sudeikis is trying to convince his wife to get it, and he's out masturbating in the van, and then the cops bring him in, and the scene cuts real quick to him sliding. He's like, "I got a Hall Pass." Like, how'd you get it doesn't really matter.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
I think Hall Pass is fucking hilarious.
It's great. It's a great movie.
I like the Farley brothers. They don't really do much anymore. No, they haven't. They did like the Three Stooges, which was that Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Stuck on You is okay.
That's like, not I bad. Hate Matt Damon. Yeah, Matt Damon.
Stuck on You is all right.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. I don't like Shallow Hal. I'm not a fan of Shallow Hal. Even though Costanza's in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing Dumb and Dumber. We're doing the CSQ. I keep dominating. I've been on a fucking winning streak. I'm like the Baltimore Orioles winning 10 in a row.
Yeah, you're on 4 now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere around there, maybe? No, 3?
Every team in the AL East... every team in the AL East is above 500. But baseball's stupid. So, okay, here we go. The bonus, we've been doing this 2 weeks... Two ranks ago, because I don't know how many weeks. Two ranks ago, we did the best sophomore albums.
Yes.
Last rank, we did the best third albums. Yes. My bonus, I thought we're going to keep that train going. We're going to do the best fourth albums.
Four.
And we got to decide in order here. There's 5 Scream movies, 1 through 5. Washkosh, pick a number, and then we'll ask Alexa.
That's so good. It's
like I got the Ghostface shirt on.
So we're doing 1 through 5?
1 through 5. Pick wisely.
I get to pick first. I'll go with the best one. One.
Jim.
Number 3.
I'm going to go with one of the best horror sequels ever. 2.
Ooh.
5 was better than 2, in my opinion.
Never saw it.
You know, I don't. I like all of them. I people rag 3. I know people don't love 4. I love all of them. I love
4. 4 is the worst.
Yo, also, Neve Campbell just did an interview again today. It came out. Did she? Had it, where she talks about not being in the movie. So,
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 5.
Here's a number between 1 and 5. It's
3.
3. Ooh, on the head. All right,
Jim, pick the order.
I'm going first. Me, Hughes, Washkosh, just the way my screen looks.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
All right. So we're going to start this off. We're trying to do it. We'll slow this down. We're doing this rank like I do my lovemaking. You come in really, really fast. You just get right to it, and then you slow down when you're trying to think.
You know what? When you consent, there's no foreplay needed. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing?
I like my ranks like I love. I like my ranks like I love my lovemaking. Quick and sloppy. That's terrible. That's disgusting. I feel gross even saying that.
I'm making some last minute adjustments here because I had one quote that was 3 lines. I hit enter for like different characters, and it caused the 2 other lines to add 2 numbers that shouldn't be there. So now I'm adding from the list that I left, which luckily I did.
Some of the quotes, you know, like they're really good because of the back and forth, and you need it. So where it's free flowing, we'll just get let it. Roll, whatever happens,
we will have an order. There's nothing to worry about. Are we doing this?
So, all right.
4th albums?
Yeah, Jim, let's do it. So we're going to round table the whole top 10. This is the top 10 best 4th albums. We did 2, we did 3, we did 4, and if I win, we're doing 5 next week. So here we go.
10, kicking it off. Got to go with the breakout album of the Rolling Stones, Out of Our Heads. Can't get no satisfaction.
Oof. That's on there, yeah. Starts side 2.
Correctamundo.
All right, my number 10. The album that started it all for the classic era of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mother's Milk.
Ooh. That's a good one.
My number 10 is one I'm not super high on, but in their first 4, it's that solid pocket of Sabbath, Volume 4.
Mm. I like Volume 4 a lot, actually. I forgot. Okay. I didn't even think about Sabbath.
Wow. Fuck. Damn. Number 9, keeping my trend going, the greatest band of all time, Pixies, Trompe Le Moine.
Man, you do.
You gotta go Pixies. UMass, man. Yeah. UMass, what a song.
My number nine, fucking Fair Warning, Van Halen.
Ooh. Damn.
My number 9 is Night at the Opera.
Ooh.
Queen.
Man, I just can't do Queen.
They're great.
We should rank them, though, because I would like to listen to it and maybe find out.
I've been saying that for like 2 years.
There's a lot of albums. So.
I don't think you've
ever
said it. No, you have.
They have like 18 or 19,
shit.
I think.
I'll do it next year. All right, where are we at?
and 73 songs about fat bottom girls.
They make the world go round.
They're like Killswitch Engage with the darkness.
Oh, that's true. Well, Jim, number
8. Gotta go with Zep 4. My least favorite of the 4, but it's got plenty of good stuff on it. 4 sticks alone is worth it. And going to California.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, my number 8, I've got the best non-Paul Iron Maiden album, Peace of Mind.
Ooh, okay. Got it. All right.
My number 8 is Rocks by Aerosmith.
Got that on vinyl. It's a good one. Number Costanza 7. Let's see this. Oh, you gotta go with Megadeth. Rust in Peace.
Rust in Peace.
Yes,
nice.
yes.
Okay. My number 7, what was always my favorite Green Day album until later eras, Insomniac.
Nice.
My number 7 is Shadows Fall, The War Within.
Ooh.
Wow.
Just for the light that blind, that's
damn.
Song.
Watch this. Remember when we saw them and they fucking, Bittner's got the drum, the double kick with the lights, like the lights match it?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's a trigger on the bass drum heads that match up to the lights, so that's how they can do that.
Badass.
They destroyed my senses.
Let's see, number 6. Gotta go with a little Bruce Springsteen. My favorite album, Darkness on the Edge of Town. You can hate Bruce all you want. That's the if there was one album I'd say to listen to that beginning to end. It's got the best guitar in it, best, whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
My numbers.
Sir.
My number 6, a little Crack the Sky, Mastodon.
Ooh, that's what I was listening to earlier.
My number 6.
None of us have said none of us have doubled an album yet to this point. This is great.
No.
My number 6 is Killswitch Engage, The End of Heartache.
Wow. Ooh. All right. Let's see. Hughes, Breaking the Streak, number 5. Maiden, Peace of Mind.
Okay. Nice. My number 5, one of my top 5 favorite albums of all time, Transistor by 311.
Ooh.
21 songs of glory. 22 if you count the hidden intro.
Yeah, man, that's a long album. I remember listening to that. Like, wow.
Yeah, I love it. I don't do the 311 too much anymore, but when I do, I go there.
My number 5 is the Metallica Justice for All.
Okay, I respect that.
Justice album, all right.
The last
let's
good
see.
One.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, for
Jesus
one.
Christ.
Jesus.
Wow.
Right. Look, I got the Justice poster up there on the wall.
There you go. That's awesome.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, numero 4-0. We got little Aerosmith Rocks.
Four.
Rocks.
Ooh, another double up.
All right.
Rocks.
My number 4. The poster on the wall. Injustice for All.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
All right, so here's my first sync up with one of you guys is Megadeth. Rest in peace.
Okay. All right. Let's see, my number 3, Hughes, Mastodon, Crack the Sky.
Oh, that's good. My number 3, Beastie Boys, Ill Communication.
Nice. Wow.
My number 3, 2112 by Rush.
Oh, boy. He mentioned Rush.
Off.
That's how you summon Hughes. Rush. Now the computer's going to turn off. All right, what are we doing? Number 2. Wow. Here we go. In honor, this is for you, Wash Kush. Blink 182, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh,
can't help it, dude. I love
man.
It. Enema Jacket is just the greatest, like, 1-2. Just, whew.
My number 2, Noble Jackals, Penny Dreadfuls, and the Systematic Dehumanization of Cool, Hillbilly Deluxe 2, Rob
Yo,
Zombie.
Wow.
So good. Fucking love it. One of my another top 5 favorite album of all time.
Damn.
My number 2 is Jim's favorite album of all time.
Uh-oh.
All Hope Is Gone by Slipknot.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Wow.
That's good.
I love that
I know
album.
You do. That's
wow.
A good
wow.
All right, our number 1's.
You ready?
Go.
This is...
Yeah.
The album, because of the song that started it all, Ghost prequel.
Nice.
As soon as I heard Dance Macabre,
man.
That was it,
Jim.
Man.
Man, Jim, you didn't have Metallica or Maiden.
I had Maiden.
Yeah, Maiden.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have Metallica.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, Megadeth.
Yeah.
Okay. I went with the good ones.
All right, my number one. My number one, Soundgarden, Super Unknown.
Ooh.
Fucking awesome.
Whoa.
The best. The best, Jerry.
The best. Yeah, that's... Oof. Okay.
My number one, and it's our only three banger, Peace of Mind.
Hey,
it's our number one
can't,
song.
Can't,
that is...
can't argue that. Cannot argue that.
It's, it bounces back and forth of my favorite album between that Beast
okay.
and Power Slave. Just...
That they bounce around like second, third,
and that's a hell of a,
they bounce around third, fourth,
stretch.
And fifth behind Killers and the self-titled.
I'll trade in Beast for Somewhere in Time. Give me all the synths. I love that album.
Oh yeah, you like.
Oh, I love Somewhere.
Oh,
Somewhere
I love that, man.
Highly underrated right. album.
Can I give you guys a very?
And so is Seven Son.
I'm gonna give you guys a very unpopular Maiden take.
Uh oh.
After Somewhere in Time, I don't need any of it.
Oh. Whoa.
I don't need a single fucking thing.
Dear God.
Not even Fear of the Dark. The song.
No, I hate that song.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
What about Brave New World? That's an amazing
nah.
album.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's okay, but like, just give me those first six Iron Maiden albums. They're as good as a six-album run as any band has ever done.
Whew.
Is it six?
That's like...
Self-titled, Killers, Beast, Peace of Mind, Power Slave, Somewhere in Time. That's it. That's all I need.
Mm.
Seventh Son is
I like
Seventh. You're
I
sleeping
like
on that
Son.
One. Seventh Son is a highly underrated
when
album.
When I do like a Maiden deep dive, what ends, you know the problem is that I've never... Other bands, I just start wherever, and then like I go through all of them. Maiden, I always do in order, and for whatever reason, it's like, after Somewhere in Time, I'm kind of like, I want to just go back to the first album.
You lose it. Go backwards yeah. next time.
Well, yeah, go backwards.
If I went backwards and started with
or
Syngenta
start
and Book of Souls,
time.
I'm not getting it.
You're going to stop there.
Yeah.
Like, Syngenta isn't awful, no. it's just that yeah. it's
well,
no,
dude,
it's
the,
not,
the
like,
guys are all 80 years old. I mean,
it's
like...
It's 80 year... It's
like, come
for,
on.
It's like we always have this conversation,
you know?
Like, you don't have to just love, like, because it's a band you love and they keep putting albums on, you don't have to love it, but
right.
you appreciate it, because it's like, how many more are they going to have?
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, eventually...
Yeah, it, like, it's... Like, the songs on it, they're not,
like
bad
how
songs.
How many fucking
Crimes like,
Against
Humanity Fear of the Dark.
You sing about?
Yeah.
Like, you
but,
know,
I mean,
like,
look how, I mean, you know, they're all together, they're still alive. All these celebrities,
yeah.
like, we're at the age now, as much as I hate to say it, all of the heroes are dying. Whether they're young, old, whether you expect it or not, it's crazy, you know? It's like every week or two, it's like, holy shit, someone else died, you know?
Yeah.
They're still kicking
yeah, yeah.
it.
And they're getting younger
crazy,
and younger.
Yeah, holy fuck.
But speaking of heroes, let's list our heroes of the Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, we're doing
classic.
The cast, huh? Ready?
The characters... We're going to go 10 to 6, and then round table. The
all right,
five.
Here we go. Number 10. He was also in Seinfeld. He is the anxious man at the telephone booth. Love that guy.
Oh,
love
yeah,
that
he's,
guy.
Oh, he's good.
Oh.
Fred Stoller.
Yep, Fred
he's good.
Stoller.
He's on...
he's in Everybody Loves Raymond.
He's
always
in,
on... Oh, he's in everything.
Yeah. He was always on Norm's podcast.
Oh, there you go.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Number 9, the elderly lady. Love her. She stole all that
nice.
Coors Light and all the porno mags. Let's see. Number 8. How about Seabass? Wine me, dine me, 69 me. number 7. Another fantastic comedian, probably underrated. The guy who plays the state trooper.
Oh, Harlan Williams.
Yep, love him. And then number 6. Mary Swanson. / Samsonite.
Nice.
Okay. All right, very good. I got, all right, my number 10, I never even knew some of their names, I don't know. So Karen Duffy, she plays
oh, okay. yeah.
J.P. Shea.
Mm-hmm.
She's I like her, she's sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, the FBI agent. I don't know her name.
Beth
Jordan?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Beth
okay,
Jordan.
There you go.
Special Agent
mm-hmm.
Beth Jordan.
Number 8, he'll have the vegetarian meal. Nicholas Andre. Funny fact about Nicholas Andre, played by Charles Rocket, he was the dad in Hocus Pocus.
Correct.
He was on the when SNL, when the original cast all left, he was on SNL. He was Weekend Update.
Hmm.
He said, fuck live on TV. He committed suicide by slashing his throat in a fucking field.
Dear God.
Mm.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Not so much of a fun fact.
Hey. Yeah.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Mary Swanson, and number 6, Mental, who, this is a great role for him, but I love fucking the episode of The Office when they think he's in the mafia. That's like my...
Joe Mentolino, whatever his name. Oh my god, that's so good, The Office episode. Oh man.
Loshkosh.
Alright, number 10, Hughes, I think we synced up here. J.P. Shea.
Yep.
Jim, we sunk up here. The old lady.
All right.
Oh.
This one I might stand alone on.
Oh, God. Batman's on the podcast.
Swear to me.
Number 8.
Target had all their toys on fucking sale.
Michael Keaton's rolling over in his grave.
That's Robert Pattinson for you.
For any parent out there, every year Target, the first week or second week of July, they always mark their toys down to open up room for the Christmas shit coming in.
Dude, I got so much stuff. I bought so much stuff for my
Walmart
and,
too.
For my nephew and my niece and my other nephew.
And yourself.
And myself.
Yeah. All right, number 8, Bikini Girls.
Ooh.
The bust. Number 7, I think me and Hughes again. Mary.
Nice.
And number 6, Seabass.
Okay.
I love it. All right, we are top 5 in it. My number 5 is Billy and 4C. God bless Billy.
My number 5 is Seabass.
My number 5 is, I don't know his last name, but Joe Pills, a good guy.
The mafia guy. Dude. My number 4 is Joe Mentolino, the Pills guy. Yes.
Nice.
Pills
you don't
good.
Kill people you don't know. That's a rule.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys in the wrong place.
At the wrong time.
My number 4, Billy the Blind Kid.
There you go.
Number 4, Billy the Blind Kid.
My number 3. FBI Special Agent Beth Jordan.
Nice. My number 3, Harlan Williams, motorcycle police officer.
Nice.
Yes. The Pennsylvania State Trooper.
Oh, boy. Wow. Number 2.
Give me that if you know what's good for you.
How about some Harry Dunn?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
My number 2. How about some Lloyd Christmas?
Ooh. Washkush is having meatloaf
my
with
number
someone.
Two.
Oh.
Wow.
Right.
So
my number one.
It's hard for me.
My number one, the Shaggin' Wagon, Mutz Cuts. Love it.
Mutz Cuts.
I'm kidding. Lloyd Christmas.
One.
Name's Christmas.
My number one, Mrs. Nukenbauer.
Nukenborg.
Harry Dunn. It could go either way, but Harry,
There's something about Harry.
My number one, the Owls.
Oh, nice.
I said a Hooters you got there.
Nah, Lloyd Christmas.
He's the best. Just from the opening scene. As soon as he rolls the window down, the chip tooth, it's so good. Austria.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. He's like,
look
my driver's a little
set.
It's hilarious that he's the driver.
I know. That's a lovely accent you have, New Jersey.
Austria.
Mm. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
All right, here we go. Scenes.
My God.
Scenes.
Christ. All right.
We better have a Diamond Dave on this one.
We don't. No way. Number 10 for me, I'm matching up with my 10 of the character, the whole telephone booth scene. I love that scene. Get off the phone. He just punches him. Oh, it's so good.
My number 10, most annoying sound in the world.
My number 10, the bikini bus.
Oh, the ending, the bikini ladies. There you go. All right, good night.
Oh, wow, I can smell the watermelon on this thing.
That's what she says.
It's just sitting here.
Oh, my God.
Blue light watermelon Pilsner.
Number 9 for me is the sea bass scene where they get him to put it on his tab. We're standing at the counter.
Oh, that's
that guy's sea bass over there. Hey.
Hey.
My number 9, Lloyd's dream sequence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good one.
So,
the whole thing.
All right, so I watched that movie with my 12-year-old Wednesday, and this first time he ever saw it, And I watched his reaction to the dream scene, because as she takes her shirt off and it starts panning down, I see his face turning redder and redder and redder, and then it's the headlights. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh yeah. He's waiting for it, and I'm like, what's his reaction going to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 9 is the Harry and Mary snowball fight.
Oh my god.
This tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Oh, nice.
Oh. I can catch up to it. What's the
alcohol? It's not that much. It's probably like 4.
Drinking one's like drinking one.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Drinking one's like drinking 0.5. Yeah, 4 out of the money.
4. Alright.
The SBC, that was 4.2.
What are we at? Number 8. Number 8, the whole X-Lax scene. Harry taking a massive shit.
A shot. My number 8, the ride to the airport with Mary Swanson. Statistically, you're much more likely to die in the way to the airport. I have his cousin.
So good.
Number 8 is the dream sequence, driving with Mary when she takes her shirt off to the headlights.
Nice. Alright, mashed it there. Or whatever. 7. The whole pissing in the bottle scene and the cop drinks it. Just, nice. Oh god.
My number 7, his Lloyd Christmas interaction with the old lady outside of the quick corner.
The old lady. There you go. Damn.
Some old lady stole my shoe.
Okay, so yeah.
What are we on? 7?
7.
Seven. The entire scene with Harry pumping gas, talking to the FBI agent, all the way up to Seabass. In the bathroom.
Okay.
That's so good. Just give me the damn number.
You know what? If you're going to be pushy, forget.
Are those your skis? Yeah. Both of them?
Both of them.
Oh, it's so stupid. It's good. All right, number 6. The whole burger scene with the rat poison. Yeah, we'll tell you later. How's your burger? Why don't you eat up and we'll tell you.
Yeah.
You okay, man? It was just a goof.
Those are good.
My number 6 is Lloyd at the bar waiting for Mary when he's with the FBI agent.
Oh my god.
Bartender!
You know Mary Swanson? Yeah. She comes in here all the time. What's that supposed to mean? She's got the big place on Alpine Drive.
He is in kind of the same part of the movie, Edge, but not quite that scene. The whole ski lift and lodge scene.
Okay.
Where Harry opens up by walking in the lodge with the skis on and
knocks the whole thing over.
Yep.
Where are we at? Numero 5-0. The old lady scooter scene. The whole sequence of it.
Okay.
Rhode Island slut loses his wallet. Cripes!
My number 5 is the hotel bedroom scene. When
at the end?
Yeah, the end.
Okay. My number 5. Pills are good.
Pills are good. Nice.
My pills.
Let's see. Number 4. The whole radio, Mockingbird, and then Hitchhikers, pick 'em up, Moxie. Good stuff.
Bird.
See.
My number 4 is the ball. When they have the suits on.
Oh, okay. The orange tuxes.
Yeah.
My number 4 is right before the ball when Pretty Woman is playing. They're getting ready for the fundraiser.
God.
And they're like pulling out the grinder from Lloyd's toes and.
Christ.
Cuts himself with the ketchup packet.
That's so good.
Harry starts massaging the woman in her friggin' outfit. Man, somebody's really slapping away.
That's Hughes.
Sorry, I'm trying not to text. Like I'm in messenger conversation with somebody else. Something's going on. So I'm.
Oh, we're not good enough for you?
I'm a busy guy. Somebody, so I don't want to do it on my phone.
Somebody said that Brady's getting traded, so Hughes has to step in and set the facts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's in Miami. Oh. And I'll tell you what, as a lifelong Miami Dolphins fan, nothing would make me happier.
We're good with Tua.
Oh, my God.
I fucking hope that he goes to Miami for his last year just to see the fucking ire on Washington's
God.
Face.
That would be...
I'll still support my team. I won't support him.
Till he wins the Super Bowl, then what?
So you want him just to throw interceptions every pass?
No.
What would you do if he won the Super Bowl in Miami?
I'd be happy.
How do you celebrate that?
My team got to win. Ooh. I still don't like him.
You mean Brady got to win and just took the Dolphins with him? It's like Dave Mustaine. Yeah. He didn't get fired from Metallica. He just got rid of the guys to form another band. That's all that happened there. You know, that's all. Number three, Lloyd's Dream.
I got the blabbermouth boards going today about Disturbed.
Oh my God,
people love Disturbed.
Oh, they love Disturbed. You can't. There's certain bands on there, man. They'll come for your head. The other day, I was just playing stupid, and the people were getting so fired up. It's so easy to get them going. And then when they...
It's good to, like, see, when you two say it, and it's just like, oh, Joe Hughes commented on so-and-so's...
It's like,
and it's just like,
God, it explodes.
You're just like, let me crack these knuckles
jump in.
And
I love...
Even guy, more fired up.
I love pretending like I don't know Hughes. So Hughes comments, and I'm like, who are you again? Like, and people are, like, defending him.
No,
just
like,
it's so good.
Like the fucking... Like the heart connection. The guy today, the one guy had a fucking excellent comeback though. The guy's like, what bands do you like? And I named a bunch of bands. And the one was Tool. And then the guy's like, yeah, I like Tool when I'm having trouble sleeping and I can't find a fan I put them on. I was like, all right, that's pretty good.
Oh,
I forget
God.
How I said it. All right. You got me.
Wow, that's good. Number three, Lloyd's Dream. That's what I picked for my number three.
Oh, nice.
The whole thing.
My number three, Harry and Mary, the snow fight.
Oh nice. There you go.
That's why you look so confused.
There, okay.
My number three is the entire PA State Troopa scene.
Nice.
Number two, the entire limo scene. Take a Mary to the airport, crashing, and then falling off the tarmac. Or onto the tarmac, I should say.
My number two is the State Trooper scene.
Got it.
Nice.
Beautiful. All right.
Okay, I just remembered that quote. Speaking of the scenes that prompted the...
Watch, because you're up. Number two.
Oh, number two. Scene. The whole entire scene where they're in the blue and orange tuxes with the fundraiser
the
and all that.
Tuxes. two. All right. Let me see. Where am I at? Number one. My favorite scene of the entire movie is the ending. That is the greatest ending of all time.
Bikini Girls?
Oh, my God. They stop. They give directions. Then they run after them. Like, okay, they finally... And then they give them the other direction. They're like, our break will...
Like, you're going the wrong way!
And the best is they just walk and they're like, our break will come someday. We just got to keep our eyes open. And then they just walk off and the credits roll. It's so fucking good.
On some show, some show about movies or whatever, they were talking about Dumb and Dumber, and Jim Carrey, or it was either Jim Carrey or it was, I can't remember if it was him or if it was one of the Farley brothers. They were saying that the original ending of the movie was that Lloyd and Harry, the girls stop, Lloyd and Harry get on the bus, and they live happily ever after. And as they were shooting it, they said that Jim Carrey stopped and said, why don't we do a take, like, where, like... They were supposed to tell them, like, oh, no, you can go this way. And then Harry's like, you idiot, you know, and they run after him, they get on the bus. And Jim's like, wouldn't it be funnier if they ran and told them they had the wrong directions? And they ended
it's,
up
thank God
that
for that, yeah. It's perfect. Yeah, it doesn't need an ending.
Yeah,
it doesn't need a good, because it's just Dumb and Dumber. Just don't end it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
The happy ending, they just need to do something stupid to make it funny. Because they made it funny from the opening scene to the final scene.
Well, like, even, like, Kingpin. They just drive off. And then they end it by when they say, bye, you know, whatever, bye, whore. And it's like, you know, it could have did, but whatever. You know what I mean? But I love that ending is just them just walking down the road. And then the credits roll. Yeah. That's it. Like, oh,
and
shit.
And life goes on.
Yeah.
Singing, do what diddy dumb, diddy dumb, whatever the hell.
There you go.
Dead eye dick, yeah. She don't like me. She don't like me. My number one, how's your burger? The whole fucking thing. That's like.
How's your burger?
When they're fucking with the ketchup and the mustard,
it's
so ridiculous. My thing though is that, like, what's funny about that scene is he's about to eat the burger and they're like, you know, why don't you, like, how, you know, why don't you eat up and we'll tell you? Like, their faces, like, as they're trying not to laugh. I know. Anyway, my ulcer.
My number one is the toilet scene where Harry's just shitting his brains out.
Ooh, the X-Lax scene.
You know, I didn't put that on there because, like, I don't know. It's funny, but, like, I don't
cliche.
Know.
I think it's hysterical.
No, I think it's very funny. It's just, yeah, I could have put it. Man, we're making great time.
It's going to get brutal now, though. We have a lot of quotes.
Let's take a quick refill break.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be right back. All right.
Good deal.
Right back. And we are back. Time for the main event. Top 20 quotes from the second greatest, the unanimously decided second greatest comedy of all time, though there's no Diamond Dave on what we all agree
on
the
first
comedy
one.
Of all time.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
You know what's crazy, too? You know what fucking comedy no one ever talks about that's a goddamn riot? Sophie's Choice?
I don't know if I ever saw it.
I'm just joking. That's bad. That's a joke.
Jesus
taste.
Christ.
I take that back.
Wow.
Dude, did you ever hear? I don't know who. I saw somebody. I don't know who it was that. I don't know. I don't think. I want to say it's Norm, but I don't think it's Norm. I don't know who it is. They do this hilarious comedy routine about like a. Oh, I think it's Ricky Gervais. It's like there's going to be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I think he did it like at the Golden Globes. It's like sequel to Sophie's Choice. Meryl Streep just going, well, I guess it's got to be this one.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Oh, wow. Are we doing it?
Hey, I just want to say a shout out to, we got a notification, or I got an email today. We got quite a bunch of new listeners. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Welcome.
You. Tell us who
yes,
you are.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Hit us up on the Facebook at Falling Down the Rankings.
Identify yourself.
Tell us how much of idiots and how wrong we are.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Tell us who's the most attractive by just hearing their voice.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Damn.
Is it Shimmy Bags? Is it Benny Goodman? Is it... I like calling myself Cactus Jack, but I don't want for copyright, so I want to be Cactus Hack.
Cactus Hack.
Or Sack.
Cactus
Hack.
Cactus Hack.
Yeah.
If we're ranking voice, then I gotta work on my Billy voice.
My booming radio voice.
No, I just gotta be Mrs. Wheeler.
Oh.
You must be Nancy's sister. You must be Nancy's sister. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it okay if I call you Karen?
Oh my God.
Wow. Jim, let's go.
All right, we're doing 20, twenty, whatever. All right, kicking it off, 20. It's after they kill the guy. They're in the van, and Harry says to Lloyd, blame me. Those are his last words, and then Lloyd says, not if you count the gurgling.
That's good.
19, Lloyd to the old lady, don't you go dying on me. 18, Billy in 4C, hey, pretty bird. And then later in the movie when he's on the, you know, current affairs, I just thought he was quiet. Let's see, number 17. The bad girl to the bad guy talking, and I love when the bad guy takes the medicine and she goes, the Elsa, and he goes, I'll live.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that quote. speaking in the same realm, number 16, there gotta be pros. How do you figure? Gas man. How the hell do they know I have gas?
How about how he's in Goodfellas?
Yes, he is. Correctamundo. Yes.
How about how his name is Mike Starr?
Is it?
Not the, late,
really?
Yeah,
in real
late,
life?
Yeah.
Whoa.
With two R's?
Yeah, not the late original. I just looked it up real quick because I was like looking at the real character.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Not the late bass player from Alice in Chains.
I was not aware of that.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. I was not aware of that.
All right.
Were you aware of that?
No. Hughes, you're up. 20 to 16.
Does this guy know how to party or what? Speaking of Alice Cooper's guitarist, Nina Strauss just left the band.
Yeah, to go
yeah,
with Demi
Lovato.
Yeah,
good for her. Good
downgrade.
Good. What do you mean it's a downgrade from playing at the fucking county fair with fucking Alice Cooper?
Opening for the tractor pull at the Allentown Fairground.
Yeah. He's playing at the Luzerne County Fair this weekend.
Schools
he's gonna have his head cut off.
I'd rather listen to Alice Cooper than fucking
they're using
Daniel
the
Lovato,
guillotine
so.
To get rid of the bearded woman's fucking crazy thing.
Oh my My God.
Good for her. Cash in. She deserves it, fucking Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like, Jesus Christ, how many fucking times do you want to play No More Mr. Nice Guy? My God, I'd rather pull a fucking David Carradine. Anyway, number 20. Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere? Number 19. Swimmy, Swanson. I was way off.
Jim's got a type.
That's good stuff.
Number 18. Big gulps, huh? All right.
Oh, I love that part. Damn it.
Number 17. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier. And number 16.
John Denver's full of shit.
Number 16. Doing a little sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine.
Wow. All right, rock and roll.
All right, number 20. What if they shot you in the face? What if they shot me in the face? That was a risk we were willing to take.
Oh, my God.
That was a risk we were willing to take.
That's a good one. 19. Pull over! No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
That's a good one.
That was the one that I left out.
That's good.
Number 18 was, I'm sorry, I'm choking on some Cheez-Its here. Cheez-its I was expecting the Rocky Mountains to be rockier than this. Right. Yeah, me too. That John Denver's full of shit.
Nice.
Damn.
17. Skis, huh? They yours?
Yeah.
Both of them?
That's good.
And 16. Ooh, look, Frost.
Oh, there you go. And that is 16. All right, I gotta check one.
Yeah, this blue light watermelon. It's good. I can only do one. I can't do this like the super sweet beers. Like,
no, I'm good.
Like it'd be refreshing on a hot day, but
I'm good. No sweet beers.
The black cherry one was really good. But when it's like overly sweet, where it's just like syrupy, it's just like nah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Alright. 15. Pills are good. There's like 800 quotes just in that, but I'm gonna go with pills are good.
Oh yeah.
Number 14. Big gulps. Alright. I love that part. Number 13. Come on, give me the booze, you little pumpkin pied haircut it freak. Love that. 12. Harry. Yesterday was one of the greatest days of my life. Mary and I went skiing. We made a snowman. She touched my leg.
Shoot him!
Number 11. Ah, good lord, that's a big quote. I have to copy and paste this somewhere else so I could actually read the fucking thing. You drove a sixth of the way in the wrong direction. We don't have enough money to get to Aspen. We don't have money to get home. We don't have money to eat. We don't have enough money to sleep. Whew.
Woo! Good one.
Yeah, that was my 11.
What was that? Was that 11?
That was 11. Yowza. All
right. Here we go. Number 15. Kick his ass, Seabass. Number 14. That's a good one. Oh, yeah. They always freak out when you leave the scene of an accident, you know? Number 13. What was all that one in a million talk?
Damn.
Number 12. For Christ's sake, lady, give me the friggin' number. And number 11, she gave me a bunch of crap about not listening to her or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I love that one.
I love how he also says she gave me a John... Right before he goes, she gave me this John Deere letter.
Yep. This little subtle things like that are just so good.
Oh, man, I forgot about the French tickler.
Mr. French tickler.
Yeah. Freda told me the whole story. But, yeah, hearing you guys say, hey guys, big gulps. All right. Uh-oh. If we were going to 30, that would have been my 21.
Fuck.
All right, what are we on, 15?
God.
15 to 11.
I think my lung just came out.
All right, don't you go dying on me, Hughes.
Oh.
I almost did. Nice, well, good pull. That was good.
Well, you set it up there. 14. Here you go.
Here
you go.
Oh, man.
Here you go. Here you go. This one's probably a little low, but whatever. It's a little long, too. Here, why don't you wear these extra gloves? My hands are starting to get sweaty. You had extra gloves this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I forgot about that. I should have... Or did I? Yeah. Oh, wait, no, maybe I haven't.
Just go, man.
It's somewhere. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Wash is going hard on the Aspen scenes.
What's her name? Simi? Swammy? Swanson? Check the briefcase. Samsonite! That was way off.
Perfect. God damn.
And number... Yolevin. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to wake up the baby. Don't wake the baby. Don't wake the baby.
Don't ever do that. Jesus.
No. But don't worry, the baby woke us up at fucking 4:30 this morning.
Ooh, nice.
Dude, you know, I got woken up at 4:30 this morning. My fucking power went out the other day because of the storms and my automatic cat feeder is not fucking working right. Mm. I woke up with fucking the fucking doctor fucking sitting on my head.
Oh, he's mad. Terrible.
I got an automatic cat feeder. You're looking at it. Fucking feed those ungrateful bastards every single fucking day.
Oh my God.
We got the one, you get the fucking thing, you hook it up to the Wi-Fi, you got the app on your phone, and fucking... let you know when it's successfully fed. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Only the best for that little fat fucker.
There you go.
All right. Top 10 land.
Here we go. Number 10. It's okay. I'm a limo driver.
Number 10. Just when I think you can't be any dumber, you do something like this and completely redeem yourself.
Nice. Number 10. Shut up if you know what's good for you and give me that.
Oh.
Jim, if we're going too fast here, just let us know.
It's all good. I got it. Number 9. That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs.
It's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
See this one? 200.
Every dollar is accounted for.
250,000. Might want to hang on to that.
Or fucking man. Ferrari in Aspen, Colorado.
Yep.
Number 9. That's a lovely accent. New Jersey, Austria. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Number 9. It's a nice, easy one for you, Jim. Nice set of Hooters you got
there.
Oh,
my God. Oh. All right. What do we got?
Number eight.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
It's a good one.
So simple.
I love that.
There we go. Fix that one.
My number 8. Give me the booze, you pumpkin pie haircutter freak.
Alright, my number 8 is... You know, Lloyd, just when I think you can't possibly do anything any dumber, you go and totally redeem yourself.
There you go.
Oh.
Well, I like how you put the inflection.
I love that.
You got it. You guys are like robots reading.
I love when Harry's
you're like
Harry's like, where'd you find that? He just stares down at him. Traded the van fort. Traded the van fort. Straight up.
Rubbing the knob.
Oh my God.
Speedometer.
All right, where are we at? Ah, number 7.
Number 7.
Our we got a tree banger. Slippy Swanson. Check the briefcase. Samsonite. I was way off.
That's number 1 right now.
And then I love in the hotel, he then calls the Andre Mr. Samsonite. Because he still thinks the name of the briefcase is Samsonite. He does. He calls him Mr. Samsonite. Oh my God.
That's like those subtle.
So subtle. Humor. Yeah, he still doesn't get it. It's like, it's so fucking perfect. Man,
that's really good.
Oh, man.
All right, here's number 7.
Thanks. Hey, I guess you're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve with purpose. I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
You know what's great? They're playing the Man with the Red Right Hand song.
Yes, yes.
From fucking, which is also from fucking, Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, from the lockdown.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Not the lockdown, the curfew.
And they play the Crash Test Dummies when they break up.
Yeah. Yeah. Great soundtrack.
Yeah, very good. Oh, yeah, that 90s. 90s had the great best, 90s. Yeah.
Oh, so you got, was it Van Halen, Pretty Woman?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Dead Eye Dick.
Yes.
Dead Eye Dick, yeah. New Age
Girl. What's the song in the beginning with like the real weird raspy? Like,
oh, I don't know the name. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's catchy.
Yeah. That's like those one hit wonder 90s songs or whatever.
Oh, I was just seeing that. I completely dropped the ball on Mugs. Harry just delivered the
dogs
covered in ketchup and mustard.
With Mrs. Nugenborg, who was also in Kingpin. Yeah. She was the landlady.
She's also Magda in
Correctamundo. Yes, she is.
And just so you know, she's also in all the Insidious movies.
Correct.
Her name's Lynn Shay.
And she's
her brother,
in the,
Robert.
Who?
Oh, go ahead.
She's also in Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1. She's the teacher.
Yes, because her brother Robert Shay was the president and founder of New Line Cinema.
There you go.
Oh.
She's also the mother in Detroit Rock City. Anyone that wants to watch the greatest...
You know.
Knights and Satans, whatever. Anyway.
Service.
Thank you. Good call.
Now that you guys are saying this, I keep... Like, it's coming together that, that is the same woman.
It's crazy, because you see her, and she's got, like, this whole... Whatever, yeah. Yeah. She's a good character.
The Farley brothers,
actor.
Everybody. Use all those same guys.
Oh, God. Half like, the guys in Kingpin. The one cop is the brother in Kingpin and shit. Whatever. Yeah.
How about how the
That's
fucking...
That's like Netflix. They use the same actors for a lot of stuff, too.
The musicians, when they're at the bar in fucking Kingpin, they're the guys in Something About Mary.
Isn't that the... Yeah. Is that the Farley brothers or no?
Mm-mm.
No, that's an actual, like, just band or just... Whatever,
yeah,
guys. Okay, I thought it was the Farley brothers.
Well,
themselves.
She's back with her old boyfriend.
Okay, so my... What are we on, 7?
We are on 7.
The.
Whose turn is it?
The.
Mine. That's my quote.
Oh! That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Sound it out.
Wash Kush. I can't make this up, man. My number 6. The. Oh my God, I can't believe that.
That's good.
Oh, I love that.
My number 6. You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
Oh my God.
My number 6. Pills are good.
Pills are good.
Pills are good. Here, take your pills.
Oh, my God.
It's the empty film canister.
Yep.
And for all you younger people out there, a film canister was something you had to develop your film in. Well, you kept it.
And you didn't know what you took pictures of until you paid for them and got them back.
Was it a finger over the lens, or was it... a blurry picture.
I recall a time Washkush going to Eckerd in Peckville.
Oh, boy.
And getting some film, and then we had like $5 for 10 cents.
I did not make it.
You were there.
It was my idea.
Yeah, it was your idea.
I
remember standing there. And usually what was my role in these kind of things was just going, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Like, I'm not like a generator of ideas. I'm an enthusiast for those with ideas. So as you came up with this idea, I said, let's do it. And then when someone else said, let's bring them to school, I said, let's do it.
You know, I remember my bus got there a lot later than you guys, and just seeing everybody's faces, it was just like,
what happened? Because what happened is, not explaining what this is about, and not explaining who did any of this, except for what we just mentioned, myself and one of our other great friends walked into school in the Commons area, and we had one of those stupid fucking manila, not like an envelope, but a manila folder, you know?
Yes.
With like 50 copies of this, and as we walked in, we had been debating on the bus how would we distribute this, and we had a plan. He decided that the plan was not going to work, so as we walked into the Commons... From, say, like, from where you first walk in through the doors to, like, where you pass it?
Start with an A?
Yes.
First A? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. He walked holding them, and what he did is, with 50 or so copies in a manila folder, a graduation cap, threw it over his back and floated through over the entire fucking place. And they just, like, it was like slow motion watching these. It was like that bag where that idiot in American Beauty watches the most beautiful thing in the world. We were watching 50 of the most beautiful things in the world just float all around. Honestly, I'm going to tell you, if that happened today, like, well, we would be expelled. We would be in a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble. A lot.
Also, later on that week, our English teacher, who we all were in the same... I don't know who the fuck made that schedule, put all of us in that same fucking homeroom. Said person asked the teacher for a writing utensil. And, you know, like, this is like, am I going to get it back?
Now, you know what I wish I did? When we were in, so that was in ninth grade. Then when we were in 11th grade, and when he fucking... When he sent me to summer school, I should have fucking leveraged him for the sexual harassment that he no doubt bestowed upon an entire classroom of students to give me the fucking 1 point so I didn't have to go to summer school. He, that teacher, would also be fucking fired for hanging that picture in the fucking teacher's fucking
conference. Big time.
Oh,
now I want to be clear. This picture was... It was something stupid that a group of us did. It was nothing like... Jim, mark it down. That's where the line is.
That's where the... Yeah, kids that sew Nike shoes. We don't go there. We could say cunt all night, though. It's fine.
Oh, don't
yes.
say
it. Oh, yes, I didn't say a cunt.
You're better than that.
Why does it offend you? Why does it offend you?
I just think it's like... I just don't... I don't know. It's just...
But you're willing to call someone a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or a douchebag.
I don't really say that either.
Or a jabroni.
Like, I don't say a jabroni. Who am I, fucking Rocky Maivia in 1999?
Oh my god.
What is this, an episode of SmackDown?
But like, what's the big fucking deal?
There's no big deal. It's just watch, because you hate Tom. Like, it's, you don't like Tom Brady, even though he's the greatest of all time.
He's a
cunt. The greatest word
of
all time.
Oh my god. Tom Brady. Oh my god.
I don't say
it. Oh my god.
No, I do say it.
You should start. It's fun. You should.
It.
The reactions you get from people, it's fucking great.
Oh my god.
Just calling people cunts.
Oh my god.
Yeah, alright. Well,
there's one
dude. Do you just call random people cunts? I was gonna say, you know.
No, you gotta save that for like the arguments.
I know,
but you don't save it to the end. You fucking open up with it.
You cunt.
Like,
I know,
like, my girlfriend has called several women in like establishments cunts because they're my girlfriend.
Well, I'm okay with it. I actually support girls saying it. I don't know. I say it, you know? Like, I'm not against it, but, like, I know the judge...
Yeah, you get so, like, weird when I say it.
Because I just think it's I don't know, it's just...
Right now, your voice is getting high, you're getting all flustered.
It's cringy.
It's
cringy.
It's cringy. Like, I don't know, I don't like it. It's a cringy
word. But the
guy
that played the Hound in Game of Thrones... He called people cunts all the time in the
show.
Well,
isn't...
But Game of Thrones was based on a family that was
built
from a brother
and
a sister.
Wait.
I don't know if this is really... We should socially acceptable.
Hold on. Isn't the word cunt in Australia, they use it like we use, like, douche. Like, oh, man, stop being a douche.
Like ass.
Yeah, like ass, yeah. But in Australia, everything is a cunt. Stop being a cunt.
Fucking
cunt. Yeah, it's like...
So,
cunt? It's just...
If I'm in fucking Australia...
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
See it chasing around kangaroos.
Oh my god.
Yeah, or everything wants to kill you.
It doesn't.
No, what I was
going to
say is
it's not my go-to word. I just think it's like it sounds like
no.
It sounds.
But what I wanted to say was the guy from Game of Thrones, like, you know, in his normal everyday life, he's like, people come up to me and ask me to call them a cunt, and they're like, so what do you do? He's like, I call them a cunt.
You know what I like using that. I like using it when it's, like, put into, like, frame of, like, a Hall & Oates song. That's where, like, I appreciate it.
I like using it when people are being them, and they deserve to be called them, and their faces just turn as red as this frickin' can or the balloon on my shirt.
A balloon on your shirt? Speaking of a balloon on your shirt, my number six. Wait, where are we at?
Five.
We lost the script.
Five.
We're off tangent. Five.
That was a good little run we
had. I'm on five. I gotta kick it off. Five.
Yeah, Jim...
Four.
Well, three.
What are we doing? What? We're coming back in.
We're
in.
We're lost. We're off
we're
the rails.
In. I'm just saying. We're talking. All right, listen. All right, my number five. Those your skis? Both of them? Yeah, cool. I like when he says cool. Cool.
Cool.
Cool. My number five. When I die, I want to be buried with my ass sticking. Oh, wait, no, that was sorry. My number five.
fucking eat you. You're a fucking cunt.
Ah, come on. All right. My number five. How's your burger?
How's your burger? Oh my god. Oh.
My number five. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Ooh.
Yeah!
That's good.
More like one in a million.
Hey. It's about my chances of winning the Mega Millions tonight.
Damn.
I hope you do.
I do too, because I don't want to fucking go to work.
That'd be awesome.
Same, bro.
Or maybe I would go to work and just be as obnoxious as possible until I got fired.
And collect?
No, you can't collect if you're fired.
Depends what you're fired for.
Lack of doing anything.
You're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I don't know.
You're fired.
You'd be surprised.
It depends. No, here's what it is. It depends if the employer fights back. Because when you file, it doesn't matter. And then they send the paperwork to the employer. And if the employer doesn't respond in time, they don't give a fuck. Or if the employer responds, there's a box to explain, do you think this person shouldn't get unemployment? That used to be my job when I had a real job like 12 years ago. I'm the Kramer of the group. I just fall back asswards into money.
You're waiting for H&H Bagels to...
Oh, yo, guys.
Gotta raise that minimum wage.
Washkush, I know you're not into the stocks, Washkush, but Jim, Google splits.
20 to 1 happened today.
Split tens!
You gonna buy some?
I already have some. I got Google.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. What do you think it's... What's the cost... not to go off on this tangent. What do you think the cost is now when it splits?
I don't know.
Is it like 120?
It happened today.
What's a Google stock right now?
It was 2200.
Let's figure it out.
All right, welcome to the Falling Down the Stocks rankings here.
Falling Down the Stocks!
Falling Down the Stocks! It's at, holy fuck.
Which is basically everything.
Well, it was supposed to happen today. It's still at 2000. So if it goes 20 to 1, what, that'll take it down to, what, 20 bucks? Or 200?
200.
200.
I was thinking about, I don't know, man. Like, Amazon, I don't even want to say fucking when Amazon split. I bought like 25 fucking shares. Like
I don't like when they split it. I don't know. If it's not a dividend, I don't buy it. The only reason I got Google is because I use shameless plug the Stash app, and if you link up your shit to it, so I had YouTube TV. So when YouTube TV would charge to my card, it rounds up to the nearest dollar and invests that into whatever company it is. So I get Google stock, and then they kick back and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
Boring number geek shit. But yeah, so that's the only reason why I have
Google stock. So number four.
Number four.
For people that don't give a shit about stocks.
Pull over. It's a cardigan. Thanks for noticing.
My number four. So you're telling me there's a chance. Just like Washburn Chef 5.
Nice. Ooh, this is starting to get close. My number four. Look at the butt on that one. Yeah, he must work out.
Alright. Let me write that down. Hold on.
Just be happy you don't have to write this shit down.
Damn, I slept on that whole butt one. Alright, number
three. I have a Lion Said Tall Boy out right
now. Hey!
There you go.
I think it's like $18 for a case of it.
Alright.
Can't really beat that.
Number three. What's the soup du jour? It's the soup of the day. I'll have that.
That's a good one.
Just the subtle stupidity.
Tears?
Sorry, I got something going on. Okay.
Look at this.
We're not as important as...
No, I'm looking at the stocks. what number are we on?
Three.
No way! We landed on the moon.
Oh my god.
That really would have been 22 if we were going to 30.
Christ, that's so good.
But, what are we?
Three.
Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird.
Yep. Number two. You guys said it earlier. It's the whole scene, so I'm just going to include the same, but I have... That John Denver's full of shit, man.
Expecting the Rocky Mountains to be a lot rockier than this.
I love that. They don't curse a lot in the movie, but that was a good one when they threw that in there.
Yeah.
Just an FYI, the Diamond Dave is on the table.
Diamond Dave is on the table.
It is, and we
it's
might hit
on
this
fucking table.
We might do it. I'm if this happens,
When was our last Diamond Dave? Do anybody remember?
Oh, Jesus.
Jim, you need to start marking these on all the spreadsheets. Oh, of like just like Christ. Highlighting the number one.
I did that like last year. Nobody gave a shit when I read off my thing at the end of the year. You guys fell asleep.
All right, where are we at?
Two.
Number two.
Whose turn?
You.
Okay. I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
I forgot about that one. That one's so good. Number two. Mock. Yeah. Ing. Yeah. All that.
Okay.
Excellent.
Wow. C. So what the fuck is number one then? Now I'm nervous. Oh man, I'm nervous that I missed something obvious. Oh boy.
I don't know. I think you're slow playing it here.
I'm not slow playing anything. My favorite quote of the movie, I don't know if it's what you guys have. We got no food, we got no jobs, our pets' heads are falling off. That's my number one. The Diamond Dave's dead,
Jim,
isn't it?
We got no food, we got no jobs, our pets are falling off. The hell are we doing here, Harry?
We got no food.
Are you kidding me?
Jobs, our pets' heads are falling off.
What? I did not see that coming.
A diamond, man, alliteration rules. A Diamond Dave for Dumb and Dumber.
A D&D for the D&D. While Wash Cush and I talk about D&D via Stranger Things for 50 hours a week, and Hughes has no clue what's going on. Hughes shares a meme at 6 o'clock that Wash Cush and I shared at 8 o'clock because he hasn't checked his message all day.
It was more like, it was like 7:03 a.m.
He's like, yo, guys.
Oh, man, Hughes chugged it,
too. Holy shit.
Wow, you're usually like, I'm not the one chugging it down. I'm not.
Dumb and Dumber. Listen, you guys, I'm sorry that one of us has to be a fucking professional. Jesus Christ.
Oh, somebody wore their drinking pants tonight.
He's fired up. He's fired up.
I literally just opened this 16-ounce can, so I'm not...
Slamming. All right, slamming. Don't go. How about she got smacked right in the face with that roller skate in Stranger Things?
Yeah, it was only plastic. Man. It wasn't like hard plastic.
She got smacked.
I don't know if the actor that plays Jonathan is a stoner or not, but he did a pretty good job of playing one.
I mean, what's he going to do now that he's back in Hawkins? Where's Argyle's? Like, where's Argyle's parents? Like, he's supposed to be delivering pizza, and, like, what the fuck is this? He just goes
It's the fucking 80s. He's just going to go home. He just goes across the country. Be like, oh, yeah, we met this girl who has, like, superpowers, and, like, the world kind of came to an end in Indiana, and, don't deny until you try pineapple on pizza.
I don't do the pineapple on pizza. I've never tried it, though, but I don't know if I want to...
I had it from Domino's a couple of times, the Hawaiian pizza. It's not bad. It's really not bad. It's not something that I want all the time. Like, I haven't had it in probably, like, 15-plus years.
I'm cheap. I don't want to spend money on something I'm not sure about.
Well, ham. Ham is fucking awesome.
Well, ham is delicious, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't like the pineapple, you just pick the pineapple off and you have ham pizza.
That's too much work.
It's really not as bad as people make it out to be. It's not like you're putting fucking cucumbers on pizza.
Well, that's good. I've had that before.
You don't put cucumbers on pizza.
I always do. What are you, Poppy from Seinfeld? You gonna tell me how to make my pizza?
Well, you make your own pie, so I want to put cucumbers on it. But you don't put cucumbers on a pizza.
Oh, I knocked a beer over. I'm a mess. Wow. I'm trying to get numbers.
Surprised none of you guys had mock. Yeah. None of you guys had Pretty Bird.
I had Pretty Bird. I had Pretty Bird. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. Okay, now I gotta do
it. I don't know. It's gonna be...
I know, I have to figure this out.
It's anyone's game right now.
It's anybody's ball game.
Yeah.
Alright.
What are we doing next week?
I have no fucking clue.
Tool.
We're supposed to be doing Tool, I think, but I'm sick that week. So...
Okay, well, Tool. As of right now, we're doing Tool.
Yep. Yeah, let's do Tool.
All right, you guys could take the, you know, I'll still do the spreadsheet, but I'm very sick that week. I got the Rona that week.
So how about, I think Fisher Price or Little Tykes, whoever's doing it, they made a, variation of the red and yellow car, the one that basically every kid ever has had. They took the roof off of it, and now there's like a handle in the back with a yellow bar going out, and it's half of a reindeer, where it's just like its front two legs with its head with the antlers, and like there's like a snow scene for the kid, and it's pretty fucking cool.
Wow.
I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wish I had this when I was a kid, but
yeah.
I want it to be black with like orange handles and like a skeleton of a horse pulling the carriage for Halloween. Which, by the way, Home Depot just dropped their shiznit online.
Is their site working now?
It is working. Last time I checked, they had a lot of shit on there. You can go get the 12-foot Skelly, you can go get the 12-foot Inferno Monster, the 15-foot Phantom, the 12-foot Witch, the 9.5-foot Werewolf.
Wow.
I don't have money for that, nor a big enough front yard to really support something like that, but I did get the Pumpkin Twins, which we were trying to get last year, and we were dumb, and we were like, oh, no, we'll just get them in the store, and then, you know, we got there, they didn't have any in the store other than the floor model. And I said, I'm like, can I buy the floor model? And they're like, well, if they're still available online, we can't sell you the floor model. I'm like, all right. Came back the following day, they were fucking gone. I'm like, what the fuck? And I guess, like, hours after I was in there, they got the okay to sell the floor models, which I was pissed
about. Well, that's...
So probably at the time, the person told me the correct information, and then they're just, like, people were just wanting shit. Like,
and then management gets involved.
Yeah, and you know, like, well, I want that. I'm like, well, okay, sure, but...
Yeah, you gotta be a dickhead.
Kind of.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Yeah, I went to Home Depot today, and I got 70% off a board because it was all boogered up with a crack in part of it. I didn't even notice it until we were checking out. And they're like, oh, just go grab another one. I'm like, my dad's like, oh, I'm gonna go grab another one. I'm like, you can't. That was literally the last two. Of the Poplar. He was, I don't know if you remember that from...
Oh, of course I remember Poplar.
Ninth and 10th grade shop class.
Yeah.
It was a 1x6 8-footer, and there was the last two in the entire freaking building, and I got 70% off. It was $4. So I was like, sweet.
Wow.
Yo, speaking of Poplar and being in ninth grade, I have, since we were doing Dumb and Dumber, I was thinking about something. When we were in ninth grade, I went on a family vacation. It was me and my dad and my stepmom and my sister and my two stepsisters and my stepbrother and my older stepsister's best friend. We went on a cruise. My older stepsister and her best friend flew to Florida, but the rest of us drove. And we drove on, my parents had like a Ford Windstar. So to drive from Pennsylvania to Florida, where the cruise was taken off from, they took out the middle seats of the van and we made it, you know, as much you could, like a fucking, you know, whatever. Like a lay area. And we put a TV with a fucking VCR in it. So as we drove to Florida, we watched Dumb and Dumber literally four or five times. Right?
Like just...
We watched it.
Watch it. Rewind it.
Rewind it. Start it over. So for the whole 7 days...
Please be kind. Right? Rewind.
So for the 2 days, all that we watched was Dumb and Dumber pretty much. The fucking week that we're on the cruise... All we do is fucking quote Dumb and Dumber the entire time. I probably told you guys this, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We just quote Dumb and Dumber the whole time. Fucking my stepbrother Ian and I, we're just fucking at every fucking pass. Anytime you could fucking make it work. Even when it doesn't, we're doing Dumb and Dumber quotes. So we go on the cruise. We have this family vacation, right? You could just see Grande Jose, like, it's fucking driving him nuts. That at every fucking moment, we're quoting Dumb and Dumber. So the cruise is over. We come back, and then we got to drive back from Florida to Pennsylvania. We get in the fucking van, and we're ready to go, and we're like, okay, what are we going to watch? And, like, somebody's like, all right, I guess we'll watch Dumb and Dumber. And he's like, give me the fucking tape. Give me the tape. Like, he reaches back and takes the tape and puts it in the fucking glove box so we can't watch it. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, that's great. I remember my mom hid Wayne's World on me and my brother. Like, She didn't really know what was in it, but I remember McDonald's used to give out fucking movies and the Happy Meals,
wow,
or something like that.
That's old school. Wow.
That's how we got Wayne's World, and that's how I discovered it. And my brother and I were watching, and I think it was like the scene where Wayne was singing, it was like, Happy Birthday.
Mr. President. My mom wasn't really a big fan of that, for me being like an 8-year-old lad.
A youngster.
And seeing that. And she hit it. And then my brother and I, like, the one day, like, she wasn't home, and we, like, just, like, we need to find this now. And she didn't hide it very good. She just, like, just shoved it in, like, one of her drawers all the way in the back. And we're like, oh, yeah, found it easily. And continued watching it, but we made sure that she wasn't around when we watched it anymore.
Man, then
getting back 90s. To Please Be Kind Rewind in the 90s, like, anyone that was a legit, like, 90s baby, where you were born in the 80s, the bullshit of, like, the $2 fees that, like, video stores would charge you for not rewinding your shit, where that's literally their fucking job.
Yep.
That's how they make
the open
money,
up the
though.
Tape and. Mm. But you ever watch the last Blockbuster on Netflix?
It's great. Yeah.
I didn't realize that, like, cassettes were, or stuff were, like, or not cassettes, the VHSs were that expensive, like, when they first came out.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they were stupid expensive.
Like, honestly, and, like, in the 90s, man, you could make, like, a fucking killing on, fucking VHS, like, having a store like
that. But, like, that was, like, one thing, though, that, like, this generation will never, ever get to experience was Friday night at a Blockbuster or any video store.
Dude, Rita and I talk about that all the time. Because, like, in the court, like, we've been together for, like, 8 years. So it's like, we got together in like 2014, so we never experienced together like going to like the fucking video store and stuff like that. It's a completely different world, but man, we always fucking... there's this thing called, The Company Man. It's like a channel on YouTube, and they do these things about like why businesses failed or whatever, and it's like Radio Shack, Pizza Hut, like all, you know, whatever. But they have one about Blockbuster, and it's so good, about like how Blockbuster could have bought Netflix, and it could have... Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of the last Blockbuster, I don't know if it's true or not, but did you see that they turned the last Blockbuster into an Airbnb?
Yes.
Where
is it at? Is it in...
It's in somewhere in Seattle, or Oregon. No. Seattle, or... I'm confusing a state and a city. It's either in Oregon or Washington State. One of the two, it's I think. But, like, they have, like, a bed set up with, like, the whole, like... 90s vibe of, like, you can, like, still go pick out your candy, your popcorn, like, I don't know, Friday night at a Blockbuster was great, where, like, if you're like, searching around for that one fucking movie, and you don't know if your parents are gonna let you rent a third movie or not, so you hit it behind, like, something like Tin Cup, that, like, people weren't gonna be watching, but it was, like, the new release.
Tin Cup? And, man, shots fired at Kevin Costner.
I don't know, it's the first thing that came to mind. That, all right, Dances with Wolves. And, you, like, you know, you hide it, so that way, then your parents are like, yeah, you can go get it, and you go run right over to it, and or they say no, and then someone's just like, oh, sweet, Speed! Like,
yeah, fuck them over.
I love Speed. We watched Speed not too long ago. Yo, did you guys watch Ozark?
Love Ozark, dude. We were talking about Hughes. Go, run with it. Never stop.
Jim,
it's so good.
Were we talking? I can't remember if we were. You and I, did we talk about this in the group chat? I can't remember.
Yeah.
You're,
Tuesday. Monday.
Did you watch it, Washkush, or no?
I don't watch it.
Yeah, I watch it.
Okay.
It's so good.
I've watched all of season one in the first episode of season two. We started at like 2 o'clock on Saturday, and we watched for like fucking 8 hours. We just sat on the couch fucking eating pizza and watching.
Hughes.
Both of you guys. Go.
Do you know the guy that lives with them? Do you know who that guy is?
Yeah, Scolari Brothers. He fried them for
there. You go. Oh, it's so good, right?
Yeah.
All right. I got one quick thing, and then Jim, you got numbers?
I got tons of numbers.
Okay, so you guys got to start watching The fucking Boys.
Now you keep saying that. It's on my list.
It is. Like, if you like superheroes or you don't,
I'm out.
It doesn't matter, because it's fucking awesome. It's basically as if, like, superheroes were in real life and they're just not good people. Like, they're good people on the camera.
Right.
And, like, basically the way I describe it is, on camera, these people are like Captain America and Superman. They can't do anything wrong. Off camera, they're fucking Deadpool, where they're just cursing, they're doing drugs, they're killing people. And then, like, it's just like a whole saga of just, like, there's a group of people called the Boys that just can't fucking stand superheroes. And
interesting.
I don't want to give much away, but it's so fucking good. And it is not a show for kids at all.
It is not a show for fucking kids. I will tell you that right
okay.
now.
Okay. Wow.
Like, Jim, don't watch it with any of your kids. Actually, you know what? Watch it with your teenager and then watch his response to some of those.
No, I'm good. No,
scenes.
No, no, no. No, yeah. No, yeah. No, no. Those are... We call it ice... You tell them, eat their ice cream. Because he had a sleepover with a friend, and they wanted to watch Halloween. And every time there was a scene, I would make them... Mm-hmm. They were eating ice cream. I'd be like, you two, look in your ice cream bowls. Because I was like... Because I said to his friend, I was like...
Yeah, they're just boobs.
I know, but I'm like, I'm with another kid. Like, I'm like... True. I'm like,
I
don't give a shit.
Thing,
I'm like, did you see this before? He's like, yeah, I promise, I swear. And I text his dad, and his dad was like, yeah, he's seen it, it's okay. And I'm still like, I don't like this, but okay, fine. You're okay with it. You gave the consent to watch it. But I was like...
He pushed the red button.
I was like, you two, look in your ice cream bowls now. So now anytime there's one of those scenes, I'll tell him.
You like what you see?
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. I'd like some numbers.
Yeah, let's do some numbers.
Watch The Boys. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 are all fantastic. 3 is just fucked up. Just they pushed the envelope as far as they possibly could to where Prime was just like, yeah, we'll out, and we don't give a fuck either.
No, seriously. Oh God.
Oh man, my computer's about.
He's taking it off.
Let's go.
He's taking it off.
Let's do this before it explodes. All
right.
Here we go. Fourth albums. Let's do it. I have 4 for 4 on the fourth albums. Number 4, Megadeth, Rust in Peace. Number 3, Aerosmith, Rocks. Number 2, Crack the Sky, Mastodon. Number 1, obviously, Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind. Best fourth album of all time. We're going over to characters. Our fifth character is Joe Mentolino, the bad guy. Number 4 is Billion 4. C3 is the state trooper. Number 2, Harry Dunn. Number 1, the best of the best, Lloyd Christmas.
Boom. 5 for 5.
Boom. And then we're going over to our favorite scenes. Number 5, the X-Lax scene. Number 4, the anything to do with the tuxedos at the ball. Number 3, the cop pissing in the bottle and drinking it. Number 2... Lloyd's dream, and the number 1 scene of all time in Dumb and Dumber is the burger scene and the rat poison in the burger.
Oh, wow. Pills are good.
That's it. So that's those 3. And then our quotes. We're going 20 to 1. Our number 20 quote is Lloyd Christmas. Oh. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Nice.
Number 19, also Lloyd Christmas. How's your burger? Number 18, nice. Harry Dunn. Look at the butt on that. Number 17, Lloyd. Big gulps, huh? All right. Number 16, Lloyd. What's the soup du jour? It's the soup of the day. I'll have that. Number 15, Lloyd again. We landed on the moon. Number 14, still with Lloyd. Mock, yeah. Ink, yeah.
Oh, man.
Bird.
13.
Yeah.
Lloyd running the table. I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy. Number 12. Still Lloyd.
Wow.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere? Number 11. Lloyd again. Pills are good. Pills are
like?
Good.
Like 8 out of 10?
That's 9 out of 10 for Lloyd.
Woo! He's got the number 1.
Dear good Lord. Number 10. State Trooper. Come on, give me them booze, you little pumpkin pie haircut it freak. Number 9. Harry Dunn. Those your skis? Both of them? Number 8. Harry Dunn. It's a cardigan. Thanks for noticing.
Pull over.
Number 7. Harry Dunn again. Just when I think you can't get any dumber, you go and totally redeem yourself. Number 6, Billy and 4C. Hey, pretty bird. Number 5, Lloyd. Number 4, Lloyd.
That was a Lloyd-Harry combo.
Yeah, that is true. Don't you go dying on me. Number 4. Number 3, Slippy Swanson. Check the briefcase. Samsonite. I was way off. Number 2. I expected the Rockies to be a little more rockier than this. Yeah, that John Denver's full of shit, man. And the number 1 quote, obviously, we got no food, we got no jobs, our pets' heads are falling off.
And Shimmy Bags won.
Yes, I did.
Jim!
Yes, I did.
Congrats.
I win one.
Is this your first of the year?
You know, I don't want to talk about it. Maybe, maybe not. Hey. I'm not sure.
Episode 46 is when you started making your stride.
46? 56.
56.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Hughes would get that. Well, Hughes would get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim wouldn't, because he didn't see it yet.
Jesus, what did I not see now? What superhero?
Ghostbusters.
I am not watching that shit. No.
It's good.
I don't care.
It's actually very
good.
I
don't give a shit what it is. No, it's not good. No.
Don't deny until you
try. Oh, I'm denying. I'm so sick of these remakes and all this garbage.
It's a requel.
We watched Afterlife recently.
It's good. Requel. It's really good. It's better than Ghostbusters with the fucking reboot.
Well,
with all the,
you know.
That one was just fucking garbage. And I'm sorry, Chris Hemsworth, not as Thor, is just a shit fucking actor.
Correct.
Washington, did you see Thor?
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, cool. I didn't see it
yet. Did you see it?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of feeling a little Marvel MCU burnout. I don't know. This is the first one, like, I'm just... Usually I'm like first fucking night, like I'm there, and I'm just kind of like
first night or at least like first weekend, I'm there, but no. All right, so we got Tool the next time we're ranking
Tool.
Jim. No pressure.
I want to know 10 things that are better than listening to Tool. That's a joke.
Not listening to Perfect Circle.
Oh God! What is with you in Perfect Circle? Jesus fucking Christ!
Because supergroups suck.
It's not a supergroup. Perfect Circle is not a supergroup.
Yeah, they are.
That's not a supergroup, is it? It's a supergroup. Fine. It's the best ever.
It. The way it's a Perfect Circle was sold is it's the lead singer of Tool's new band. That's a fucking supergroup. We need a bonus. We need a bonus.
Thinking. I'm trying to. I don't know.
You can do a cop out and do fifth albums.
No, that's Hughes' gig. I don't want to do fifth albums.
Do sixth albums.
Seventh albums. Tenth albums.
You know what?
That's an elite club.
No. You ready? Listen carefully, because Washkush, I know it's gonna blow your mind. I want your top 10 newest albums from any bands. The newest album.
The most recent.
Any band.
Top 10 most...
Most recent. So fuck the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the most recent album of any band. And I'm talking...
Jim, I already know your number one.
You don't know my number one. You don't know... No, this goes back. I could go all the way back to the Doors. Because their most recent album.
The Doors.
You go Zeppelin.
You go to Van Halen.
Yeah.
Their most recent album is older than me.
Exactly, but it's their most recent album.
Okay, so top 10 most recent albums made.
Yeah. The
most recent or last?
The last album that was made by any band. Their last. So like Chili Peppers is this one that came out this year. Zeppelin is the one that came out In Through the Outdoor, if I'm not mistaken. Or Presence. I'm not sure which one was their last one. You can go.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that.
The
like
last
that.
Release of any band, whatever that last release was, the latest release, last release. I don't know how you want to word it.
I already still know your number one.
You think you know it?
I think
you
I do.
Think
I
you
I
do.
Think you do.
You think all right, you
yo,
do. That's a good one.
That's it.
All right,
that's it. Hour that's 35 it. Plus Woo. Breaks because Washburn's got all crazy. We had to cut a bunch out.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We got no food. We got no jobs.
And our pets' heads are falling off.
We're signing out. Happy Friday.